Hey everyone, what you're listening to is a preview of the latest Otherworld Patreon episode. It's an interview I did with Michael Collins of the band Drug Dealer. He originally came on to talk about music, the paranormal, and some strange things that have happened to him. Interestingly though, near the end, he brought up a specific ghost video that many people in my personal life have been showing me recently, and every single one of those people have claimed to know the people featured in the video. But when I've asked them to go talk to the people and put me in touch, they've been unable to actually find them. It's become a really strange mystery in my life. It's been weird how many people have brought this thing up to me. And I'm hoping to one day solve this mystery. So, this episode is mostly a casual interview that I did with Michael Collins, but it may also be the jumping off point of a much larger mission of sorts. If you want to hear the full thing, it's available at patreon.com/otherworld.
Me and my friends talk a lot about paranormal stuff, you know, what have you, around the patio table, wherever we're at. But he told me this story recently that has to do with LA, where he worked at this like acquisition company where you go around and pick things up, like crazy antiques, or, you know, he worked for some company that got stuff, resold it. And there was a couple other younger people that worked there. And anyways, he came into work one day late, and he worked with some, like, these two girls who were kind of like, you know, in their mid-20s, and they work at this company. And then there's this other guy that works there who's young as well. And they came in and they were all freaked out and they all looked like white, like pale. And he was like, what's going on? And they were all like, no, this can't be happening. And he was like, what? And then they were all watching this video on one of the girls' phones. And then he watched it and he said all the like blood drained from like his face, like as well. And like he knew exactly what was going on. So he was like telling us the story and we were like, where's the video? Like, what are you talking about? And then he just showed it to us. But I sent it to you. But basically, wait, in the video, it's really funny. It's funny in a way because it's so menial. It's like these two girls who worked at this place and they're like, they like to go out and party. And they're playing this game.
Bro, I know the video. I know the video. You're going to be so disappointed.
Oh, because it's playing like the hoax or whatever? What's the deal?
Are they playing the hook game?
What?
The game with the hook?
Yeah.
Dude, this is crazy. So, okay. I know the video.
Fuck.
This is actually a good setup because this has been haunting me for a while. Bro.
Go ahead.
Wait, tell me.
This you made good... that video?
No. I wish. That would be the craziest. No.
Okay.
And I don't even know if it's a hoax. I don't know anything. But wait, what did he tell you the connection was? Like, what was the setup, the backstory of this video? Tell me that first.
He just said that they were partying and they were filming each other do this thing. And that then they were rewatching the footage and then they saw this figure. Like, they were like alone in this apartment, like, after the bar, doing this thing, filming each other. And then you can go frame by frame. And as you know, you see this like hag or whatever, just like, you know, this like.
It's a spirit
ghost
of like
figure,
a little girl. Yeah.
Just like linger in the background of the, like kind of just like pass through the dark part of the hallway and like look at them. It's a freaky video, but what do you-
So I didn't get the email from you. I didn't receive an email from you yet, but I know the video and I could like, I actually have it on my desktop already.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
But,
I sent
dude,
it
so,
to your email, but yeah.
So.
Tell me.
I've been, the first person to tell me about this video was a comedian named Carrie O'Donnell. And they told me it, and they told me it was like a friend of their friend who lived in LA. They moved into this place. This happened. Kind of similar story. And then like they saw it and they moved out. And since then, multiple people have sent me this video and
I would imagine
and it's all over the place and it keeps coming to me. It's your story's a little different. It's almost always a friend of a friend and it's very similar backstory, but then it's always the same video. And then I always press the person like, hey, like ask your friend who they were.
Yeah.
And
can then we talk to them? Yeah.
Yeah. Can we talk to them? And then it always ends up kind of fizzling out because it'll be like, oh, well, it was my friend. Let me try to get a hold of that person. And they're like, oh, well, It was one of my friends, but they knew the person, you know, and it just kind of is an endless thing. And so it's been bothering me so much. Like, I don't know if it's fake, but it's been sent to me and I haven't been able to figure out who is in the video. And I've been thinking about doing an episode where I try to figure it out.
My friend Pierce was really serious when he told me. And like, I've been writing songs with him for like many years. And like, he was so scared. He was like, these girls that I work with, they're in the video. Like he's dude, really serious about it. So I'm pretty sure I could hook it up. Like he knows them still. Like, he doesn't work at the company, but he knows them. He sees them around and stuff. Yeah.
If you are the one that leads me to it, I will be buying you a huge dinner or something.
Yeah.
But because it always fizzles out. And I just want to know. I don't even care if it's fake. I want to know who these people are, because this is spreading in a very unusual way. You don't see things spread like this. It's all word of mouth. And it reminds me of a pre-2000s meme. And you know, I've seen it pop up on TikTok, but dude, just in people I know, it's been sent to me so many times and such similar patterns to the story. And because of that, and because I've never been able to find them, I've kind of found myself writing it off, being like, okay, this must be fake. But then I realized, like, look, it could be a real video that's just spread as a meme, or everybody could be one or two steps away from the same people. Like, I don't know. And I want to find out.
It feels localized to LA though, doesn't it? Right?
I've heard a New York version too, though.
You have?
Yeah.
And it's the same video.
So